Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie, and this is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went. Hi guys!
Hello!
Welcome to Off Script,
where we compare books and movies.
Except for this podcast.
Yeah,
We're recapping the whole season.
Because we're done with season one.
How did that fly by so quick? Right.
As we mentioned in the last episode, I believe, Grinch, that in December and July, we're taking breaks. Mm-hmm. So we're going to
change seasons.
Yes. So the last episode before our break is our recap pod. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about all the books that we did that season. And
if we missed anything.
Yep. If we made mistakes, we can come and fix them.
I got a big one.
She thinks it's big. It's really not that big.
It's really not, but I'm so disappointed in myself.
And for future episodes, because we didn't decide this till like halfway through this season. So we didn't decide this till halfway through the season, so we couldn't give you a warning or a hey. But since we're going to start doing this, we would love for you guys to interact with our social media and tell us some things that you caught in a comparison, or maybe
that bug you that we didn't mention.
Yes. Or maybe if we made a mistake so we can fix it. Yeah. So keep that in mind for season two.
Mm-hmm. We would love to hear from you.
Yes. My picture painting is we just recorded Gone Girl. We recorded all of these last month way out of order.
So out of order.
Yes. Yeah, so
it's
like,
been kind of confusing.
We did the nightmare a couple weeks ago.
Well, we also thought that we were going to be doing them very close to one another too. Uh-huh. But then life happened.
Yes.
So then it turned into we have to record when we can record. And my work schedule, I wake up at 3:30 in the morning and I'm in bed by 9 o'clock at night every night. And so it's tough because then we have to record on the weekends because we haven't. Today was our first day recording with the kids, apart from Nightmare.
Yeah.
Nightmare was our test run and we were like, this is actually something that we could probably do.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I mean, Gone Girl probably was a horrible choice to do that since I was locked in here for 4 hours.
Yeah.
But typically we only record for 2-ish hours, so it should be okay.
Well, I also think it was 4 hours because we kept taking breaks too.
Oh, because of the kids.
Mm-hmm. yeah so it's
we just did Gone Girl and we're keep going, and so we're just gonna get going.
Yeah, then we're gonna be done with season one.
We're done.
So proud of us.
I know,
we're here,
thank goodness.
I almost wooed.
Woo! I'll do it. All right, so let me tell you, this season, as you already know, we covered the 8 Harry Potter films, mm-hmm. 7 books, mm-hmm. Wuthering Heights, Misery, Secret Window, Cujo, Carrie, Pet Sematary, Gone Girl, Nightmare Before Christmas, and How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
How dare we not do Twilight?
Next season.
March. I'm coming for you, March.
Tune. All right, so basically how I think we're going to do this is we're just going to go through and say if we missed anything. I tried to get at least one thing for every book movie.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start with Harry Potter.
And the Sorcerer's Stone.
Sorcerer's Stone. All right. So my one for the Sorcerer's Stone was that because I went and I searched. I Google searched for all of these top changes in case we missed anything. Mm-hmm. And the one I found for Sorcerer's Stone was that James and Lily were only 21 years old when they died.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they look super old in the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
They look like the parents of Harry at 11.
Young Perrys. They're young parents.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, they had Harry when they were 20, apparently.
Wow.
They're itty bitty parents. Yeah. That is so sad. They died at 21.
Yeah.
That makes it even, maybe that's why they didn't do it.
Probably.
Because that's sad.
That would be way too sad. Yeah.
That makes me sad knowing that now. Sorry to sadden all you guys. I'm
starting off great.
Yeah. All right. It doesn't get much better. Chamber. So in the Chamber of Secrets, the heir of Slytherin message was written in paint in the book, but in the movie, it was written in blood.
Oh, well, I like that it's written in blood. I think it makes it more spooky.
It's spookier. I agree.
Okay, so then for Harry Potter and... I almost said the Chamber of Secrets. We just did that one. For Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, Allie and I did not talk about the fact that Peter Pettigrew is the secret keeper, which is kind of a big thing to mention because he was the person who was supposed to keep the secret of where Lily and James were, and he's the reason why Voldemort knew where to go.
Yeah.
But like they don't even mention that in the movie.
No.
At all. They don't ever mention secret keeper, period.
I know.
In the movie.
So, yeah. So they don't, it's like barely, mm-hmm. I mean, he tells Voldemort about them,
mm-hmm.
but it's not as big a deal because.
Exactly.
Huh.
So that makes
interesting.
Me bummed. I'm also bummed that we missed that one.
I know. The other one Bree won't care about. Harry wins the Quidditch World Cup, not World Cup, Quidditch School Cup for his house that year. And we don't see it in the movie. That's the only time he does, I think, because they don't have one in the fourth one.
What about the first two?
The second one, I feel like, got canceled because of the basilisk.
Oh, yep.
Maybe. So he does in the first one?
First and third, I think.
Yeah.
Because that's my biggest beef, remember?
He always wins.
The freaking hero always wins.
Yes.
Not a...
Oh, gosh. All right, we're chugging right along. We got Goblet of Fire.
Tedrick. I have nothing for it.
Okay. This is the one where Percy starts his job at the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
We don't talk about that. They don't ever show that in the movie.
No.
Voldemort's eyes are supposed to be red.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I read that they didn't do that because they wanted him to have some human qualities. So it was a purpose choice.
Yeah.
Which I am with the...
For sure, because, like, he was a human at some point. Like,
right.
No human's born with red eyes.
I know. That's true. Like, how evil do you have to be that your eyes turn red?
Are you a vampire? I thought that was Cedric.
Gosh. So we really probably know all of this already. Be like, duh. Duh, duh, duh.
Wow, this is a boring episode. I don't want to listen to this.
It's probably not going to be one of our most populars, but you know what? Whatever.
Maybe there's people out there who want a Cliff Notes version of our podcast.
Yes.
Here it is.
Yes, exactly.
Except for we're only saying what we missed.
I know. Order of the Phoenix.
I have nothing.
Ron and Hermione are announced as prefects, which we talk about in a future, like I think 6.
Yeah.
But we don't talk about it in 5.
I thought we did.
I don't know. I just thought we didn't.
I think we do.
I started making these notes, you guys, when we were at Wuthering Heights, I think.
Yeah. So it's kind of hard. With
so
the
Harry Potter might not be as accurate. They're going to see. They're going to be coming on us and be like, okay, in your next recap, I want you to correct that.
Your recap.
Yes. Okay. We touch... Okay, so now in Half-Blood Prince. So maybe I brought these up because we didn't go as in detail as I felt like they should have been.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure we touched on it. We said... Mm-hmm. To be fair, we recorded this one like a year ago.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
All right. And
this... I just want to apologize for my Half-Blood Prince because I talked it up and I kept saying that it was my favorite. And I feel like... I sounded like I wasn't as excited about it as I actually was.
I still want to apologize for my audio in the Half-Blood Prince, too.
Oh. I listened to it, and I'm like, oh, this is your favorite Harry Potter book. Why do you sound so, like, not enthused? Like, what is going... But I think here's the thing. When we record on the weekends, I get over to Allie's house at 9:00 at night, and then we're there until, like, midnight, 1 a.m. And usually it's on a Friday night where I've woken up at 3 or 3:30 in the morning to get ready for work, to drive 2 hours away, to drive 2 hours back, to be dead tired to come and record. So I'm going to blame it on that.
I think that's a fair thing to blame it on. Okay. So, another thing in Half-Blood Prince that we... I feel like we did touch on this, but we didn't go into detail about it, is Sirius's will. So we explained how...
No, we didn't talk about it.
We explained how it was never said that Creature was Harry's now. I think we explained that in the 7th one, or 8th one.
Yep.
But then we also didn't explain how now Harry has the whole house.
Nope.
And Harry... Those are the two main things.
Yeah. That's... Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and Buckbeak.
Oh, and Buckbeak. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so Harry gives Buckbeak back to Hagrid, and so we never find all that.
But it's like, Witherings now.
Yeah, Witherings. Yeah,
Withering Heights.
But so, I thought that was kind of like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's kind of big.
Yeah. And then we find out that Greyback is who turned Lupin into a werewolf.
Oh yeah, we didn't talk about that.
We didn't talk about that.
At all.
Uh-huh. That was kind
I
of like.
I failed my 6. I'm sorry, guys.
The 6 is actually the one I have the most notes on. We didn't explain how Snape got his Half-Blood Prince name.
No.
Would you like to do the honors?
Snape is a Half-Blood Prince because his dad?
His dad is a muggle.
And his mom is a witch.
And her last name.
And she's a prince. That's her last name.
Yeah, her maiden name is Prince.
Yeah. So he's a half-blood. And then Prince. He's more proud of his mom's side of the family, obviously, because she's a witch. And so.
Yep.
Prince.
Yep. And then you're going to be like, we did talk about this. Harry and Ginny's relationship.
We talked a lot about that.
But we never talked about why they broke up.
No.
They broke up so that Harry, like at Dumbledore's funeral... So Harry, like, looks at her and she's like, I know you're going to, like, say we have to stop seeing each other because you have to be all noble. Yeah. And she's like, yeah, I need to keep you safe. So they didn't break up because there was an argument or anything. It's because he loves her so much. Mm-hmm.
He knew what he was about to embark on and didn't want her to go along with him.
So sweet.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's Bree's major apology she wants in Deathly Hallows.
Yeah. Oh, my God, you guys. I recast. Oh, wait. Is it this one? I think it's the next one.
Well, I mean, I just have Deathly Hallows.
Oh, yeah. Deathly Hallows is all one? Yeah. Okay, perfect. I will apologize. I have been beating myself up for this. I think this is why I was like, we should do a recap.
Just so you can apologize. Oh my gosh.
Because by the time I like was like, oh, we should apologize. We had already gotten to like 2 episodes past it. And I was like, I can't go on this one and apologize for something. So here's this. I recast Rowena Ravenclaw, and I said that I was going to cast Sarah Connolly. You guys, her name is Jennifer Connolly. But in my head, when I was trying to figure out how to like tell Allie who she was, I was thinking of her character Sarah in Labyrinth. But I knew that Allie had never seen Labyrinth, so I was like, you can't say that character. But then I said the character's name.
Guys, she won't stop talking about this apology. She's just like, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Allie's like, no one cares. Everyone's like me and doesn't know his name. And me, I'm like, but poor Jennifer Connelly is out there now being known as Sarah Connelly. And then I also realized that I'm pretty sure in Terminator, Sarah's last name is, oh no, it's Connor. It's Sarah Connor. So then my brain probably was like, that sounds right because there's a Sarah Conn name out in the movie universe. So it was horrible, you guys. I'm glad to finally get that off my chest.
About to say. Oh my gosh. The last one for Deathly Hallows I have is with Dumbledore's backstory that didn't really get told. We find out that he was following Grindelwald, who is a wizard that doesn't like muggles. But we find out that he's following him until Ariana got sick.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he has to go and he has to take care of Ariana because his mom died and his dad got arrested because Ariana like blew up everything and like.
She's a Obscura?
Yeah. And it's, so it's like all this like seemed rather important.
Yeah.
But we kind of just skipped over that. So that would be a more important.
We kind of touched on it, but then we're like, but this is more so important for Fantastic Beasts.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah.
This.
But still.
Yeah.
I don't know. I figured I'd included in here as a major difference.
Smart.
So that was all our Harry Potters, and we kind of did it like three different times, but what is your rank order for Harry Potter?
We've got 6. Surprise.
Shock.
5. 3. I've got, guess 7, which is surprising. I thought it was higher on that list, but apparently not. 2, 1, 4.
Okay. Mine would be...
I was starting with my favorite and ending with my least favorite, you didn't know.
Why is 6 your favorite?
I really think it's because it's the first Harry Potter book that I could stomach. It was the first one that got me into the story. And it was like, it was the first one that got me into the story. And I also think it's kind of like, it's right before the climax of the whole entire series, too. It's the, to go back to English class, it's the denouement that takes you up to the, like, rising action point. And then it's like everything's building up and this is what it's all been working towards. And here you go.
Okay. So mine is 7, 3, 4, 1, 2, 6, 5.
Why is 7 your favorite? mention anything.
I just like how different it is.
Yeah.
Like 3 was my favorite the whole time, and then 7 came, and it's so different. Mm-hmm. It has just a different feel that it was like I was reading Harry Potter because of all the characters, but it was like a whole new book too. So I think that's why I like 7 the most.
It's really good. Yeah. I do like that one. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
But I like it 4.
I know. Apparently.
I even forgot. I was like, wait, which other ones do you have? You got 6, you got 5, and you got 3 listed, but where are the other books?
Well, that atrocity that we just did with Harry Potter makes me nervous for the rest of this podcast. Like, just the fact that I'm like, we didn't talk about this. And you're like, yes, we did. We didn't talk about this. Yes, we did. I'm like, oh, no. No, but
those
like,
were the furthest ones that we've recorded.
Yes. And like I said, starting at Wuthering Heights is when I started making notes. Like, when I read them, when I re-listened to the podcast, I made notes. Or I immediately went and Googled.
Yeah.
What differences are, and yeah. I took notes. So
sure, we've got things.
Hopefully, here
I've
we go.
Got in Wuthering Heights. I touch on it briefly, but I didn't describe how upset I was at how Heathcliff digs up Catherine's body right away. Because in the book, so to refresh your memory, Heathcliff and Catherine. Star-crossed lovers can't be together because of society. And then Catherine dies and Heathcliff is upset. And Catherine's been married to Edgar. So Edgar has her buried. She's buried for like 2 weeks. And then Heathcliff is like, I need to see her one last time. Or no, what it is apparently back in the olden days when you died, you got buried with like a locket of your spouse's hair. Or something like that. Okay. So he went to go dig her up to put his lock of hair in her necklace instead of Edgar's.
My gosh.
But in the movie, she dies. It's almost like they have a viewing room for her. And he comes in. He doesn't have to go and bury her up. She's just laying right there. I'm upset.
I could tell. Well, I found this quote. And I have to read it to you. It is from Goodreads, or it's like off a blog, not Reddit, but like that type of
like Tumblr?
Question answer thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And so I don't remember what the question was. I think it was like, which is the best like comparison book, like
where book versus movie?
Yeah. For Wuthering Heights.
Okay.
And so Goodreads Ella, who has read 687 books and has 26 friends on here, apparently.
Wow.
I guess that wasn't important. I just highlighted and copied everything. She says, I absolutely love the 1992 film adaptation with Ralph Fiennes and Juliette
Binoche.
Thanks. It is definitely my favorite. It is one of the most faithful adaptations I have seen. It includes both generations and has what I think is the most accurate ending. I also found it to be the most enjoyable to watch. As it is fast-paced, it remains a very faithful to the story.
No!
So I normally don't do quotes on this, but I saw that and I laughed so hard I had to get it for you.
I don't ever want to watch the other one.
If she thought that one was the most true.
Accurate!
Yeah.
No! Ella, I'm not your friend. I would... No!
Oh, no.
You've been waiting for that, haven't you?
I've been waiting. I've been like, yeah, since whenever it came out back in September. I've been like, I'm so excited to share this. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that was funny.
Oh, that's scary.
Oh, gosh. So now in spooky season.
Yeah.
And we're with Misery now.
Yeah.
Okay. So something that we did overall, we did really good with most of our comparisons, and I'm really proud of us.
I am, too. Yeah. There's, like, nothing I want to correct in these either. Well, there, in one of these episodes, I say that Sierra doesn't listen to the podcast, and I'm pretty sure she does at some point.
That's maybe Bree's not right college away. Friend.
Yeah, yeah. Sierra.
Her bestie.
Yeah. I was just going to say, and any of my friends know Sierra.
I know. Yes, but our listeners who are... Not our friends. They're probably
true.
Like,
that's true.
Who's she keeps Sierra? Saying this name and never talks about
that's
who it
true.
Is.
That's true. I don't explain.
You haven't explained any of the people you bring up randomly.
All right. I guess we're doing that in this podcast, guys. Okay. So Sierra. Sierra is my best friend from college who I thought hated me when I first met her. But then after we started talking, we ended up like being like, next year we should be roommates. And it just worked out. And then I lived with her for the rest of college. And she basically became my go-to person, and now we're best friends, and I go and visit stupid Nebraska every once in a while to hang out with her. Nebraska's actually kind of cool. It's not my favorite place to go, no offense, Sierra, but I visit Sierra all the time. Steph and Katie are both two fucking lifelong friends. Like, I met Katie in kindergarten and Steph in first grade, and... they're just childhood friends. That's who I know. That's, yeah, we're best friends now. They have kids. I hang out with their kids. We're all good. Mm-hmm. I mentioned Chris once. Chris was my childhood friend who I don't really talk to anymore. But basically, his mom and my mom got close. They're best friends. They still hang out and talk all the time. And me and Chris were just the same age. So we just kind of got lumped together all the time. So I hung out at his house like... A lot of my childhood memories are at Chris's. Is there anyone else I mentioned?
I think those are your main ones.
Mm-hmm. And then Alan. I know I've mentioned you a few times, Alan. He's a regular listener. Thank you. Appreciate you. He's Katie's husband.
You did a shout out to Alyssa once.
Oh, yeah. Alyssa. Alyssa is my fangirl.
Your fangirl? Bree's got some fangirls already.
Wow, I just cut myself off in the middle of a thought. But I did it in the best possible way. Alyssa, I love you, Alyssa. You're amazing. What I was going to say is she's my fangirlfriend. But, like, I plan on telling the story when we get to Hunger Games, whenever that is. Because that's fun stories for Catching Fire. But...
Can you explain what a fangirlfriend is for those who have no idea what that means?
Oh, that's... So, you know when you're super into something like I am with Twilight, Hunger Games, Harry Potter, Doctor Who? Well, you're a fan. But when you go to an extreme, like sleeping on the concrete in LA to go to red carpet premieres, like I did for Breaking Dawn Part 2, I slept on the concrete in LA in a tent, mind you. But I was there.
Super sketch.
Well, it was a bunch of us. It's like right in the middle of a shopping center. It's not sketch. I love LA Live. It's one of my favorite places. Probably not the best place, but like it's populated and they had security.
Okay.
for the, I don't know if they did for the Hunger Games one, Catching Fire, definitely, but Hunger Games, the first one I ever did, it was, it felt like we were in a zoo because they just put up barriers around and you just sit in the barriers and you're like, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But for Breaking Dawn Part 2, I was there for 5 days and I slept on the concrete.
You slept on concrete for 5 days? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All for the chance to see Rob in person. And I got to see the movie before anyone else. That was...
But why did you have to be there for 5 days?
Because I did a whole, like, fan camp experience.
Oh, okay.
And so, like, it was really cool. Like, on the second day, they had all of the, like, bands who had popular music from all the albums come and do a concert for us. And, like, the guy who played Jasper and the girl who played Rosalie came and, like, introduced the bands. And were like, hi, guys. Thank you so much for your support. Blah, blah, blah. They also, we always got breakfast delivered. And they said it was, like, the actors and actresses were paying for our food and delivering it to us. So they probably did. But, like, you know, it also kind of feels like they were just saying that to make us feel better about ourselves. But honestly, I met so many, a lot of my friends I met through doing these crazy things. But basically, when you're a fan to that extent, that's when you call yourself a fangirl because you just kind of go crazy. And so I met Alyssa at the Catching Fire red carpet premiere. And it was funny. I made a really cool shirt and she had a really cool sign. And so we said, hey, I like your shirt. I like your sign. And we were just standing waiting to get on the carpet. And we talked. And in my head, I was like, I love this. I keep meeting people who I probably won't ever talk to again. But then, like, I think we added each other on Instagram, like, then and there. In my head, I was like, she's going to unfollow me. So long. But then we stayed in contact. And she's one of my favorite people.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think the only people I've mentioned are Cameron and Riley and Tyler.
Where are your friends?
I have no friends. Oh, well. All right. So Misery. Oh, so you said your apology, right? Or your whatever you wanted to.
My apology was to Sierra. Okay, and the fact that I called her out for not listening to us in one of these episodes. And she, in fact, we can go onto the website where we post our episodes. And, like, it lets me click on, like, we have listeners in, obviously, the U.S., but we have people in, like, the United Kingdom and in Indonesia and Sweden and Singapore and, like, all these crazy things. Yeah. But it lets me click to see, like, what states, and then you can click on the states and it takes you to, like, the cities. And I saw Nebraska and I was like, I'll click on that, and it popped up and Sierra's listening. And I just said she didn't.
All right. Okay, so let's dive into Misery. So overall we did really good with these. Mm-hmm. And so I think they're just little things, like the book describes how Paul's writing to survive,
yeah,
way more detailed. Like, it's like basically his life force is,
yeah,
like,
we didn't talk about that.
No, it's like that's what
the only thing keeping him alive is writing.
Yes, it's like his desire.
Mm-hmm.
And so the book is set in Sidewinder, which is a fictional town.
Mm-hmm.
And the location of the films is Silver Creek, which is a real place.
Oh,
didn't know that.
I didn't either. I don't remember them saying the town name.
I don't either. Like, that's how little of a deal, because we did so good in that one.
Yes.
Proud of us.
Good job.
All right. So now we're on Secret Window. Yeah. And you have a cute Johnny picture you have to.
Yeah. Alyssa called me out.
Speaking of.
Alyssa, my favorite thing that she does is, because she hears my voice weekly, she'll send me voice notes and, like, be like, I'm listening. I love it. Hey, I've got a question for you. And after she listened to Secret Window, she went, but Brie, you never answered which one is your cutest Johnny Depp. You went through like six of them.
It's true. You didn't.
And then when I was thinking about it to fix this, I went through six again. And I was like, oh no, you can't do
So my original plan for that post for that day, yeah. I was going to post both of our favorites.
Yeah.
But I'm listening to it. And yeah, you'd never... I was like, what am I supposed to do? Like a collage of all her favorites? I was like, I can't post her. What am I doing? So yes, I'm glad. Tell me which one's your favorite.
It's 21 Jump Street, Johnny.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that the one where he has this kind of like cool kid haircut?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Except for literally I say that and then in my head I'm like, okay, but Secret Window, he looks so good there too. And Pirates of the Caribbean, he looks really good there too. But I'm sticking. If you haven't watched his original, like, no, I'm not talking about the movies with Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill. I'm talking about the original TV show. Go watch those. It's really cheesy 80s teen cop shows, but Johnny is good looking in it. Or cool. Wait, no, that's not it. It's all cops that are undercover in high school.
Yeah.
who came up with that idea? I was like, yeah, let's make it.
Yeah, I have no idea. Who came up with a doctor who is 16? Like all these 90s shows are just like, why was this needed? So Secret Window we also did really good at.
Yeah.
Other than your Johnny picture.
Sorry guys. I just Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp's amazing.
So in it, Amy, another crazy girl. No, she wasn't really crazy in this one.
No, she wasn't. She was just a cheater in this one.
Yes. Amy talked about a secret window that looked out to her secret garden. And we didn't really say that, which is where
Shooter's... More plants. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I was going to say that was one of my favorite things about that movie, too. I love that scene when she's like, look, it's a secret window that looks over a secret garden. And I'm always like, where you're about to be buried. but that's where, out the secret window where you can see the corn. That's where Mort plants his corn.
Yeah. And that's what Shooter's story is called. Secret window, secret garden.
Yep. I feel like I touched on this in the podcast, but I feel like I didn't, like, I was saying it too early for when I should have said it, and I was trying not to give anything away, and then when it got to the point I kind of like brushed it off and was like, I'll talk about it later, and then I forgot to talk about it. But one of my favorite things in Secret Window is that in the book the whole problem for Shooter is he's like, oh no, in the movie, look, I almost just screwed that up. In the movie Shooter is all about, you need to fix the ending of my story. You need to fix the ending of my story. And in the book, because Mort dies, and obviously in the book, it's all about plagiarism. That's obviously not a key thing. But in the book, the story ends with the wife dying and the person making his crop of corn. And I just love that that's how the movie ends. Like, I think that was in part why they made that change, apart from the fact that people don't like Stephen King's endings. But I think that was him fixing the ending of Secret Window.
Oh, I see it. I like it. Cool.
I love it. It's one of my favorite things. And like I said, I feel like I brushed it. I like touched on it and I brushed it off. And
yeah. All right. So then we're at Cujo.
Yeah.
So we didn't say that Steve Kemp is supposed to leave town after he trashes Vic and Donna's place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big thing.
Yeah. So he's supposed to leave town and he just stays. And so we didn't really mention this. Actually, did you just finish the Cujo re-listening?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me if we did. Where we think Cujo's dead, but then he jump scares us by jumping through the kitchen window.
Yeah. I talked about how she needed a double tap.
Well, yeah. But did we say how he jumped through the kitchen window at them while they're like trying to revive Tad?
Oh, I don't think we said that. I think we just said
that he pretended that
he came back. And I was like, she should have learned. She should double tap.
Yes, she should have. But yeah, the way they did that is like they're in the middle of like, oh, Tad, wake up. And then all of a sudden Cujo busts through the window. Like he must have had to jump, like, you know, like the door is open.
Yeah.
He doesn't go through the door. No. He jumps through
the
window.
He's got rabies. Why would he go through the door?
I don't know. I don't know. It's just that whole movie. So, like, yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay, and then I want to correct myself. I said that 100% of people die who show signs of rabies without treatment.
Oh my gosh. So I didn't have to freaking be freaked out.
No, it's almost 100%. Because you know how doctors, it's always 99.9%.
Oh, yeah.
That's about what it is. Okay. I don't want people coming after me and be like, actually,
I survived.
I was the 0.1% that survived.
Okay, so I can still be freaked out.
You can still be freaked out.
Okay, good.
I just wanted to correct. People don't come after me for that. Doctors out there being like, there's actually this one study.
Yeah, actually.
Because, you know, doctors listen to our podcast.
Maybe to put themselves to sleep. I know.
See, we make fun of ourselves. That's good. All right. So in Carrie.
I don't even want it.
That's okay. I only have one thing.
Good.
And all it was that even though what's her name was cast really well, Carrie.
Yeah.
In the book, she's supposed to be overweight and have a lot of acne, which is another reason she's bullied.
Oh.
She is quite skinny.
Wow, that's funny, because reading it, I just pictured skinny Carrie, because that's all I know.
Right. I think it was mentioned very quickly at the beginning.
Oh, funny. I won't go and check.
Like, I'm all done with that one. No, thanks.
Oh, yeah. Did it once. I'm good.
All right. That was all I had for Carrie.
I have nothing for Carrie. I'm done with that.
So now we're in Pet Sematary, and you had something you wanted to bring up with Pet Sematary.
So I was just editing it, and I realized I kind of was on a tangent, and then another thought came up, and I veered off with that thought. Allie doesn't like a scene in the movie because it's when they're explaining Judd's dog, Spot?
Mm-hmm.
That gets brought back to life after he's been buried in the pet cemetery.
Uh-huh.
But in the movie, they make him evil. And he, like, comes back and is like... Rrr, rrr, rrr,
rrr. Just like that.
Yes. And Allie does not like this because she loves dogs and doesn't want to see a mean dog. And I started...
That's not why I don't like it. It's because that didn't happen like that in the book.
Yes. But as I started to explain in the podcast, but then got sidetracked because we started talking about something else... When you're watching a movie, that's not exciting, especially a horror movie. Like, you need something scary. And so this is the first thing that you're seeing get brought back to life, apart from what Church. But Church is like, wait.
Yeah, Church came back.
Before this explanation, or is that...
He either came back.
Or he's about to come back.
Yeah.
So this is like the first zombie that you're seeing. It can't be just like it is in the book.
You know... But zombies are portrayed like that.
Actually, I just realized, except for it's such a hard book for me to read. I tried to read it because I really liked this movie. World War Z.
Those zombies are scary as everything.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh.
And they give like scientific explanation for why they are like that.
It's so scary.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, it was a tough book, but I want to do it. So.
Okay. Look for that in the future.
Yeah, this is like way in the future, guys. But
all right. Well, I don't know. I mean, it would be boring, but it was not true to the book. So Stephen King states that Lewis feels as though Judd is his surrogate father. Yeah. And that's like never mentioned or portrayed in the movie.
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah. It was just like it was a neighbor, but like he felt this really big connection to him.
Yeah.
That was
important. I know their relationship wasn't very well portrayed. Like in the book, every night Lewis was going over to visit Judd.
I know he hardly went over in the
movie.
And so when Lewis first goes to the Micmac burial ground to bury Church,
there's like, no bone monster.
Okay, sorry. He's almost like hypnotized, going there. And in the movie, he's doesn't really touch on that. He's just kind of like follows.
I've already forgotten the movie, but do we ever see the Wendigo when he's walking through to get to the Micmac? Or do we just hear?
I think we mostly just hear it.
Because there's a whole part.
I feel like we kind of see something, but it's not like the book.
Yeah. Because that's when I was like, oh, maybe things will get freaky in the book. And then they did not.
They did not. And so another thing was that Norma told Judd to go take care of Timmy Baderman, but Norma was not in the movie. So I guess that's why that did not happen.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, in the movie, Gage, like, talks, but he still talks like a 2-year-old, like saying short sentences and everything.
Yeah. He's supposed to, be evil.
He turns evil, but he also says like all these things.
Yeah.
And he like sentences and like,
yeah,
he does not.
Basically explaining what he is.
Yeah. I don't know how we missed that. Like a bunch of those. Like
a bunch of those. You just listed off like 3 things.
I know. How did we miss those 3 things? All right. Which out of those 5 was your favorite, or rank them? Stephen King books.
Okay. You want to go first?
Sure.
Okay.
I think Misery. I think Misery was my first. Then Pet Sematary, Secret Window, Cujo, Carrie.
Okay. I've got Cujo, Secret Window, Misery, Pet Sematary, Carrie.
Which one of those surprised you the most?
Cujo. Because my feelings for the movie didn't change. I still don't like the movie. And like, if you were like, hey, we're having a movie night, it's going to be Cujo, I'd be like, I'll see you next week. But the fact that it's my number one of the 5 that we read speaks highly for it. Like, I was so into it, which really surprised me.
Okay. I think mine was Misery, because it's like a torture book, basically.
Allie wants to torture people.
No, I'm shocked that I enjoyed it for that.
Sorry, I forgot that was the question.
What do you think the question was?
I thought you were just answering why it was your favorite.
No.
I was like, okay.
I was shocked that I enjoyed it for it being about someone being tortured, basically.
Very shocked that you liked it, yeah.
And then my other surprise was, because I hadn't read it or remembered the movie, was Carrie and how horrible it was. Like, I really thought, like, a classic, it would be good.
Yeah.
And it was just not. So those are my 2 surprises.
Yeah, the only one that surprised me. Well, that and Secret Window's ending.
Oh, yeah.
Surprised me.
That's awesome. So, we did that.
Yeah.
Look at that. Now we're in November already.
Oh, wow.
My gosh. All right, so
flown by like the rest of
it. I know, man. Okay, so Gone Girl. The 2 things that we missed in that one were that it's not really, they're important, but a fun little, like, another thing that Amy did to, like, get at Nick was, like, almost coax somehow his dad.
Oh, yeah, that's a big thing.
To constantly go to his house.
I almost said it when you said that she wants me to come here. I almost brought this up, but then I was like, I can't yet.
Right. So she just kept giving...
She would go and visit him, even though she hated him, so that she could look like the doting daughter-in-law, so that if people were asked at the assisted living center, they'd be like, oh, Amy was here all the time. And then she would go and whisper how she was basically really mean to him and would whisper mean things in his ear, but basically was like, you need to go back to the house. You need to go back to the house. So that if when he was out, it would be in his head, oh, I need to go back to that house.
Yeah. So, and in no other reason other than to piss Nick off for his dad showing up.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh.
It has a slight reminder that this is what you could turn into.
Right. And then his dad dies at one point, right?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't say it in the movie, you know.
Yep. Those are the 2 main things that I found that we missed.
Yep.
Well, we'll see after you edit it and have to cut stuff. But for recording it an hour ago, those are the 2
things. That's the 2 that we missed.
Yes. All right. So with Nightmare and Grinch, there is absolutely nothing we missed because it's exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Watch people be like, actually.
You missed everything.
You didn't say this or that or this.
Whoops.
Well, I thought it'd be fun. I just found some fun facts about him.
No, she's hiding the nightmare facts from me.
Yeah, and I'm going to see how many of these Bree knows, because I bet she knows all of them.
Okay, let's
see. I just want to see. Okay, the first one we kind of did touch on is that the original poem only had 3 characters. Can you name the 3 characters?
Jack, Sandy.
He's only like the best
Zero.
Yes. Okay. The songs were written before the script was.
I knew that.
Okay. Oogie Boogie was the toughest character to design.
Didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Cool.
Jack Skellington makes a cameo appearance in Beetlejuice, James and the Giant Peach, Coraline, Princess and the Frog, Alice in Wonderland, Finding Nemo, and Sleepy Hollow.
Finding Nemo?
I know.
Sleepy Hollow?
Yeah, I don't know where. But I read it. I was like...
I knew... And now I'm not going to remember the name. The first one you said.
Beetlejuice?
Nope, I knew James and the Giant Peach.
James. Yep.
Didn't know Beetlejuice. Didn't know Sleepy... Finding Nemo?
I know. Where could it be in Finding Nemo?
No idea. Now I'm going to have to go and watch it. Yeah, look it up. And then... There was another one that you just said that blew me away. Right in the middle.
Princess and the Frog. Alice in Wonderland. Coraline.
Why is it in Coraline?
I don't know. Okay.
That's what I want to know. Coraline isn't his movie.
Guys.
I'm going to be so mad at myself.
I'm going to be... Watch. We're going to have to fix this if I'm wrong at all. I found this on the internet, so I very well could be wrong. Like, could have been tricked by the internet. Am I wrong?
Didn't know that Coraline was directed by Henry Selick.
I don't know who that is. I feel like we've talked about him before.
The director of The Nightmare Before Christmas. Oh, okay. So it makes sense why he would make a... Oh, actually, I do. I've only seen this movie once. Because it was so freaking horrifying.
Oh. Hmm. Okay, so when he's like portrayed in them, it's very loosely... So they're very, it's very loosely based.
That makes sense. Coraline, it's like he's the egg yolk.
Yeah.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow. Duh, I knew Sleepy Hollow. Because every time I see it, Sleepy Hollow, it's, there's a scarecrow that looks like the Pumpkin King. And every time I see it, I'm like, oh, I bet you. But I never actually like pieced it together.
Oh, got it. Princess and the Frog. I'm assuming it's with the bad guy. What?
In Alice in Wonderland, he's on... The Mad Hatter's bow tie.
Oh.
Yeah, his head is the bow tie. Like, it's the pattern.
I never knew that. I've never seen the new one, I don't think. This is Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, not at all.
No, I have. I've seen the original one.
Oh. Yeah, this is Johnny Depp.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, so Johnny Depp is wearing Jack Skellington.
How cute.
Which, yeah. My heart. I knew the Beetlejuice one, even though I didn't know it off the top of my head, but now that I see it, I'm like, oh yeah, I knew it, because that's, I think that's freaking funny.
It's like the hidden Mickeys at Disney.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, please do Hidden Jacks everywhere. I want to find them all.
There was once supposed to be a Nightmare ride at Disney.
I know that. And it breaks my heart that that's not a thing.
It's kind of cool though that they do it every October.
October through January 1st.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, that makes sense.
That's why I wanted to go during Christmas.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Because that's my, guys, they transform Haunted Mansion to Nightmare Before Christmas.
Does it switch? So in October, do they do more of the Halloween part? And then in November, December, do more of the Christmas part?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't think so. Because only the end of it is really the Christmas part.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I can't even remember. Oh, it's been so long since I've wrote it. I just remember at the end, you see the big hill.
Mm-hmm.
And you see Jack as Sandy Claus. Oh. And he's telling you to have a Merry Christmas.
Cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. The director has confirmed this is a Halloween movie.
Ah! No! It's an all-year movie, dude. What?
Just saying what
oh
I get.
Oh my gosh, it's Christmas,
too. Okay.
It's every day.
Tim Burton says he does not want his film to have a sequel. So there will never be a second one.
I know that because they just made the book. And so they've been hounding him. And he keeps breaking my heart. So I'm like, I just want. But I'm also okay with it because how are you going to top?
I know.
How are you going to top? You can't do anything else. There's nothing else. Like, I want to read the book because it's about Sally.
Uh-huh.
But I also don't because... I have what I want.
Right? Exactly. So they're hounding him to make his Sally book into a movie.
It's not even his Sally book.
Oh.
Yeah, someone else wrote it.
But he has to give permission to make it a movie.
Mm-hmm. Or any sequel. They're like, come on, dude. This, especially like when I was just at the Can-Can show, all I could think was, this is not what he expected for this. This little passion project of his. He just assumed it wouldn't do well. And look at it. almost 30 years later.
Yeah.
People are still so in love with it. There's can-can shows. There's everything.
Yeah.
So, but he's like, he's probably one of the only smart people who are like, I'm not going to make the next thing just to do a cash grab. I'm right. not going to do something unless I'm passionate about it.
Right. Like, which is how it should be.
Exactly. Story's dead and gone. There we go.
Yeah.
Although, can I, I love Ted Lasso. It's one of my favorite TV shows. Uh-huh. And in the episode I just watched, he brought out Led Tasso because he had to be angry coach. So he was Led Tasso.
Okay. Right?
So he comes out and he's yelling at the team and he's like, basically they did something wrong. So he's making them run laps. And then he says something about how they should be drinking more water because they're all dehydrated. And he goes, you're also dehydrated. You look like a Tim Burton tree.
That's awesome.
And he's like, I'm talking every Tim Burton tree. Watch Dumbo. Even those trees look dehydrated.
That's awesome.
Made me laugh.
Oh, that's good. All right. That was all my facts about Nightmare. I got you a couple of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did.
Okay.
The best part about that, too, though, is when she was looking them up, she was like, Brie already mentioned quite a few of these.
Yes. I could not put, like, half of them in there. I was like, oh, sure I said that. All right, so I got my Grinch. And yeah. So the original song, Your Mean One, Mr. Grinch, was sung by Thurl Ravenscroft, who is also known for his famous role of Tony the Tiger.
Oh.
Yeah, so you'll have to listen this.
They're great.
Yeah, see if you can hear that when you're when he's singing your mean one.
Honestly, now that you say it, yes, I can.
Yeah. Okay, Jim Carrey had to go through torture training to endure the makeup prosthetics. He felt like he was going to being burned alive, so he almost quit the movie. So they had to bring an expert in to teach him how to handle it. Is that insane?
Oh, no.
I know.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow, prosthetics must have sucked back then.
Right?
I have not heard of that since.
Like, I know. I heard of Gimli, the guy for Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. He was allergic to the prosthetics.
Oh.
So it like gave him, like he swelled up and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I haven't heard of it feeling like fire.
That sounds awful.
Yeah. Jack Nicholson almost played the Grinch. Is that weird?
Here's Johnny. Oh, that would be... Oh, God. I'm glad it's Jim.
I know, me too. The set was created on the back lot of Universal, right next to the set of the Bates Motel in Psycho, and the crew were all really nervous to shower there.
Oh, I bet. That's cool. Every time I go to Universal, I drive right by that.
There you go. Now you know. That's where the Grinch was made.
That's cool.
Dr. Seuss's Audrey Giselle... She was very involved. She vetoed many sexual jokes, as well as a Cat in the Hat trophy that was supposed to be on the wall in the Grinch's cave. She was like, Dr. Seuss wouldn't want this. So she vetoed all that.
Oh my gosh. I think the trophy would have been cool.
It would have been funny, right?
Yeah.
Oh my
what
gosh.
The heck?
Max's voice actor, didn't even know he had one. Plays Fred and Scooby from Scooby-Doo.
Cute.
Yeah. Isn't that fun? Okay, my last one. So, Bryce Dallas Howard, who is now Jurassic World girl.
Oh,
Claire.
She's Victoria in Eclipse.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's also Ron Howard's daughter.
Yes. She makes an appearance in the movie.
Oh, she's probably a little kid. Or she's she's probably a teenager.
She's a teenager. She's a surprised who.
Good job, Bryce.
Yep. And his brother, I found this out, is in it too. He's the mayor's assistant.
Oh wow.
And my mom told me that his brother is in almost all of his movies. He like
that's so sweet.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Oh, I love that.
So there's just some fun facts there.
Well, that's cool.
All right. We did it. Those are all our books and movies.
Yeah.
What was your favorite one of the whole season to read? And or watch the movie. Actually, it might be two different answers.
Probably is two different answers. Okay. I'm going to go before, like, not now. Not now that we've done it. Wait, no, that wouldn't make sense. Why would I do that?
What?
I was going to say Pet Sematary was the one that I was most excited to read because I thought it was going to be not what it was.
Okay.
But I feel like that's not answering the question. Is it?
Not really.
Yeah, I didn't think so. No, which one did I enjoy reading the most? Shoot, this one's so hard for me. Why don't you go first?
You came up with this question.
I did, because I thought it would be easy, but now I'm like, oh my god, which one was it?
Okay, I think my movie and book are different.
Yeah?
So my book one is the first Harry Potter, because it was like our kickoff to being like, oh my gosh, we're actually making a podcast. So it was really exciting to read, and I was trying to figure out how to like take notes and everything like that. So that was my first, my favorite read. My favorite movie, I think, shoot, I don't know.
Right? I think my favorite movie was Misery.
I think that might be mine too, even though I hated it because it messed it up. But it was a fun, it was a fun watch, I think.
Well, because I knew I have loved that movie since I first watched it, but I hadn't rewatched it. And so I was just excited to get basically that nostalgia kick.
Yeah.
Favorite book to read?
Wuthering Heights?
I know.
Gone Girl?
It's between Gone Girl, Wuthering Heights, Cujo, and Half-Blood Prince. Yeah, Cujo made that list.
Wow.
I know. I'm surprised. I'm like, I think I liked Cujo more than I even thought I did. I don't know. Oh, this is like asking a parent what their favorite child is.
I really don't think that's the same.
What's funny is I can't. I know now that Alyssa will not let me give that non-answer with four different.
It's gonna be like 5 minutes cut out of just Brie thinking.
Yeah, I don't think Half-Blood Prince is really on that list.
No, by the time we got to Half-Blood Prince, you were like, I'm ready to be done with
Harry Potter. I was so ready to be done with Harry Potter, which made me even more heartbroken. I was like, how? My baby. Yeah, I think it was Cujo.
Wow.
Yeah.
The one you enjoyed the most?
No. Maybe it was Wuthering Heights. I don't... I would like to say Gone Girl too, just because I love Gone Girl, but I think knowing that you didn't like it, it made it harder for me to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was like, uh-oh. Yeah, I think it was. Wait, no, Wuthering Heights was the one that I read the quickest.
Like 3 days.
Yeah, I think it's Wuthering Heights.
Okay. Cool.
Wuthering Heights or Cujo, guys.
All right, sounds good. What was your favorite podcast to record this season?
Wuthering Heights.
Really?
Yeah, when you fucked me up. Because I really thought that you were on the same boat as I was and hated the movie.
That's so funny. Mine was Cujo.
Really?
Yes. I hated both the book and the movie, but it was so fun talking about dogs the whole time. And then Clutch got to be in it. That was fun. Guys, I'm so sad. It was such a long podcast that we had to cut a lot of Clutch out of it because he was in it way more.
Yeah. So it was like 3 hours long, if not a little bit longer. And the thing too is there was a lot of Clutch licking and I wasn't going to put.
Well, thank you for that.
In the podcast. And then there was a good like 20 minutes of me and Allie trying to get him to bark where we were just like. We sounded like, you don't watch The Simpsons, but for those of you that do, it sounded like Homer when he's like, I can't remember what episode it is, but if you watch The Simpsons, you'll know. It's like, he's talking to someone about, oh, are you going crazy? I think you're going crazy. That's what we sounded like. And I was like, at first I was like, cool, we'll just do this for like 2 minutes. And then it kept going. And it kept going. And it kept going. And Clutch is not making any noise as we're like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, I was like, oof. So yeah, I cut out quite a bit from that. But I kept him in a lot more than a lot more than I probably should have, but also I didn't think it slowed down the podcast, so I was like, man, I'll keep it.
I just had fun with that one. It was a fun one to do. Okay, so this is really just for this recap.
Mm-hmm.
Since this is our first ever time making, well, you've edited podcasts before, but this is your first time being on one.
Yeah.
What has surprised you, or what have you enjoyed about making a podcast? I've had a lot of fun. I think that's my thing. It's like, I look forward to the recordings.
Yeah.
I look forward to reading new books that I haven't read before and watching the movies and just like, because I mean, like, I used to, like Harry Potter, say, I read it and then I see the movie, I'm like, that's annoying, that's different. But now that I have to sit there and actually dissect and be like, oh my gosh, so much is different. It's been interesting and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think it's fun. I have a good time. I'm surprised at how slow it takes me for some books. I'm really disappointed in myself.
You get them read.
This is one that needs to be done quick. And then I'm like, oh, this is taking me a week longer than I thought it would. But yeah, I have fun recording it. It's fun to just, it was going to sound really sad. And that's why I kind of stopped and didn't say it.
What? But
it's basically like a set hangout time. Where it's like, okay, you have to hang out it at is. This time.
That doesn't sound sad. It's true. It's like with our busy lives, this is now our excuse to make sure we have time to hang out together.
Yeah.
So I agree. I think it's fun.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So on the website where we upload our podcast to, it tells me, obviously, each episode's downloads. Mm-hmm. And I really thought that Wuthering Heights was going to be our downfall. And I thought everyone was going to hate it and be like, oh my gosh, why did you guys do this book free? Just because it's your favorite doesn't mean you should do it. It is our sixth most listened to.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Out of the what?
14?
12 that have been released.
Oh, okay.
So it's like our halfway point.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Our first episode being our most listened to, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, once I saw it getting better numbers than some of our other ones, I was like, okay, good. People don't hate me for choosing that one.
That's a good thing to be excited about, I guess. All right, cool.
Next season, guys.
Season.
So we start with January, which is Allie's birth month. So
yes.
She picked.
Well, first, we're taking our December break.
Mm-hmm.
So we will see you in a month.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays, whatever you celebrate.
Yes. We'll come back on January 2nd.
All right, guys. So in January is Allie's birth month. And so what we got going is Allie basically picked a grouping of fun books for us.
Bree says reluctantly. She's not looking forward to any of the books I chose.
Jumanji.
I'm so sad. Yeah, I chose Jumanji thinking it was like a book, and it's another kid's book. Guys, I think
that was the funniest part.
I did not mean to. Well, because we looked it up and it says 133 pages, and we find out that was the book
that
based
came off
the movie.
Yeah.
I was like, well, that's not what we're supposed to do. And then I'm like, where's the real book? And it's a freaking kid's book. And I was like, because we're trying to do like one kid's book, like,
we did two this season.
Yeah,
but
we're trying to space them out more. Yeah.
So it's not quite
so it's
as
like
boring.
We just did two, then we're going to read a book, and then we're going to do another kid's book.
Sorry.
Like, sorry, guys. But
February, what we got, Allie?
We got some Nicholas Sparks books.
Yeah, because it's the month of love.
Also not excited about that.
Yeah, I don't know why. I think I'm the one that pitched that idea.
You did.
And then I pitched it kind of hoping you'd be like, nah. You're like, yeah. And I was like,
girl, I'm a number 9. Whatever you say, we're going to do.
Yeah, that's true. I'm a 4.
I know.
I think big.
And then
we need to speak up.
I know. Hey. Well, I don't know. I'm excited. I've always wanted to read Nicholas Sparks books. You've not ever wanted to.
No, not once.
There's
only one book I've ever wanted to read of his, and it is one that is not a movie.
Of course.
And it's not a love story. It's a story about his son.
Oh, well.
And so
it's unfortunate for you.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, so we got that in February, but then in March,
guys, it's finally time to read Twilight.
We decided we're going to do our series. We're only going to do one series a season. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Harry Potter was the longest one, so it took 2 months. These ones, luckily, though, we're also,
because we have a few. Okay, we have one series that's extra, extra long, but we're going to end up splitting that up, too, so that it's not like Harry Potter, where it's 8-9 episodes of the same thing. Like Twilight. Twilight, we're only going to have 5 episodes, so that's not horrible.
3 less than Harry Potter.
But so good. How can you go wrong with a love triangle?
Oh my gosh, I'm so...
A vampire love triangle. I'm so excited. Oh my gosh, it's been too long since I've read Twilight. When we do the recap next season, we know which ones are going to be my favorite.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, I take it back. I know which one was my favorite to record. What? Oh, well, Wuthering Heights was a really good one. But I was going to say the bonus episode.
That was a fun one.
Yeah.
I don't know if that one really counted.
I don't think it does.
But that was fun. That was my favorite one, too, if we're going like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So March is Twilight, guys. And it will take us into April. But I finally get to talk about Rob.
Then from there on out, April, May, June, we just kind of have a bunch of random...
Mm-hmm. One-offs.
Yep. Whatever Bree's heart desired, she put in there.
Mm-hmm. I got some really good ones.
Yeah, I think January, August, October, and February are the only like ones we have
set. Like, this is the style, because like obviously it's not set. We pick which ones, but like,
right.
But, like October, it's Stephen King.
Mm-hmm. January. January's my birthday. February,
gosh. Yes, let's do that.
Let's do more Stephen King. February is
Nicholas Spark.
Uh-huh. And then August is Bree's birthday. So she gets to pick, even though she already picks all of it. She gets to pick the books she really, really wants.
Yeah, the ones that I'm like dying to read. It was hard for me with this August, because obviously this August I didn't get to do that. We just did Harry Potter.
We didn't come up with this plan until after we were already reading Harry Potter. Well,
it's because I was planning out our schedule, and I was like, I feel so... Allie is not giving me input, and every time I ask, she's like, just do what you want.
That's true.
I'm like, well, I want you to like what we're reading too. So then I was like, okay, January is going to be your month, and I knew you would go for that, guys, because if I said just to pick for January, not saying it's your birth month, so we should do what you want to do.
Yes.
You probably would have been like, nah, you can still pick.
Yes. It was like, yeah, you made me. It was my homework to pick for January.
Yeah.
And now she's regretting it after my lineup.
No, it's not that bad. Just got to get through freaking Marlene and me. Yes. But yeah, I went into planning for August, and it was tough because I was just throwing random books in, because that's just what I was making a plan that, like, what I try to do when I'm making the, like, schedule is I try to link it in some way to make it make sense. So, like, we did Gone Girl after Stephen King because it's more so on the, like, more serious side. It's true crime. It's, like, I don't want to call it scary, but it's, like, psychological thriller.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, that's a good, like, tie-in before we go into holiday stuff. So I try to make it link together, and that's what I did originally with August. And then, Allie, I think you looked at the thing or something, and you were like, are these books that you're, like, super, super excited to read? And I was like, oh, no. <What's> books
that? You know what I realized, too, is that the first month of the season is our birthdays.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's funny.
We did not plan that.
No, not at all. How cool is that?
Good job, us.
Yeah, high five. anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's kind of what you guys get next season, season 2.
I can't remember what comes after Twilight, so sorry I can't give you a little bit more.
That's okay.
All-inclusive, whatever's coming up next. Just know that it's good and kind of somehow relates to Twilight.
Stay tuned. It'll
Yeah, you'll figure it out.
We'll let you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But with you also knowing, letting you know things, I mean.
Yeah.
We're going to start letting you know more about us.
Yeah. With some fun bonus episodes.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're calling them bonus. Mini-episodes.
Mini-sodes.
There you go. Mini-sodes. On Wednesdays, guys.
Yes.
Check that out. So next season, not starting during our break.
Nope. So you'll get like our main episode of comparing a movie and a book. Mm-hmm. And then you'll get kind of just us bantering.
Mm-hmm. We would love it if you have questions for us or if you want to know more about us.
Yeah.
Throw them at us. Otherwise, we're just going to come up with some fun, random stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
Or to do.
Yeah, we'll figure out how to make it somewhat related to our podcast. But yeah,
it's not going to tie in 100%, but we'll try to make it relatable. Like me. I love movies. I go watch movies all the time. Maybe I'll start talking to you guys about some movies.
Yes, that don't have books.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, or something.
We'll figure it out. We haven't really planned that far ahead. We just know we want to do some mini-series.
Some extra things.
Yeah.
And get some questions answered for you guys if you have any burning questions.
Yep.
Like, who is my favorite Johnny Depp?
Who is your favorite Johnny Depp?
I don't know.
All right. But yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah, well,
stay tuned on our social media. We'll still be on there throughout the break.
Yeah, you can still get some good, fresh memes.
Yep. We hope you all had a great Thanksgiving.
Hope you have a great holiday season.
Yes.
Alrighty. Okay.
Well, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Goodbye.
See you next time.
Yep. Bye. Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
And if you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you subscribed and gave us 5 beautiful stars.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript and Instagram at Offscript Podcast 21.
Shout outs to Ashley McGee for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And our one and only Bree for our editing.
Good job.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romantasy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze
for Book Tales.